All right, this is Zach for KX93.5. I'm here at 2018 Coachella, and we're here for weekend two. I'm speaking with Ron Gallo. How's it going, man?
Hi, it's good. How are you?
I'm great. So we got Ron?
Ron, yes.
You're Joe on bass.
Dylan on drums.
Zach on microphone. Nice. So I'm with KX93.5. We're a little local community focused radio station in Laguna Beach, California. I nice. Pride ourselves on people always say they play first, but we actually do. We've been playing Young Lady, You're Scaring Me for quite some time. Heavy meta that you released in 2016. Amazing. And that was kind of like about your frustration with life, with what you're going through, and you know, I read your bio, and it's pretty awesome because there's so much we could talk about with your music. But one thing I want to, I know you're just going to be getting the same thing over and over all day, so I know it's easier to relate as a human than a musician, as you wrote. So let's just talk. How are you doing today? Like right now, how are you feeling? He's glowing. I know.
That's
you can't see.
I just gave you my answer.
So you guys, I really appreciate your music. It's definitely cutting edge, man. It's not something that we hear every day. So you put out that first album, Heavy Meta, and that was before your music took off. And then your second release here, Really Nice Guys, which you all are, I can tell. That was more about what happened after you put out that album and you got to start hitting the road and playing with people that you always looked up to and kind of living the dream, as they say. But when it comes down to it, you know, life isn't that much different on the road, is it? How do you feel now? Like that's your life has changed so much, but do you feel like a different person?
Yeah, probably not because of that. I think that what's interesting about it, Really Nice Guys is like sort of our way of dealing with it. I think it's I think it's good. You keep a nice distance between what you do and like yourself. And I think that's a Really Nice Guys is just sort of like creating the character that we all play in like the realm of like touring and music industry and music, and like laughing at that character and that part of ourselves and not fully identifying with it. Because I think when people do that, who likes that? Who likes people that are fully identified with what they're doing, and it's an unrelatable thing. So I think, you know, it makes it more digestible, I think, doing all of that stuff, to just kind of step back and laugh about it a little bit. But ultimately, no matter what you're doing, you're always the same. And that's the biggest thing that you find, is you can do all these things that you really love and you always dreamed of doing, but it does not matter. The only thing that matters is like the state of your insides. And that's kind of the thing that you find out when you start to do what you always wanted to do. And people always live with this constant thing like, I need to get to this place and then I get to be happy, or I need to chase this dream, or I need to become this. And it's such a delusion. And that's what's nice about when you start to do those things. You realize like, this has nothing to do with my happiness level or how I function in the world. You're still the same you. And so that's eye-opening.
Well, it sounds like you've managed to keep a good head on your shoulders. Let's ask the rest of your band. Is he have the Golden God situation that Robert Plant, you know, an Almost Famous, is his ego getting to him, or is he still chill?
He pumps the boy and blasts the steak most of the time. So, yeah, he's good. He's good.
Do you guys all like touring together?
Yeah, we're an absolute psychopath nightmares. We pretty much only speak in nonsense at this point. And we've alienated ourselves almost entirely from the rest of humanity. So we better learn to like it, because this is it. We have zero friends outside of this.
So I was reading your bio and it starts off with the fact that you straddle the fence between two things. Can you please tell our listeners in Laguna Beach what those two ideas are?
Not to quote myself, but the number one is the world is completely fucked. And number two is the universe is inside you.
And I appreciate that through your experiences with, you know, writing music and starting to gain some, you know, exposure and you know, national and acclaim, you've started to lean towards option number two, the mindset number two, which is the universe is inside you. And I appreciate that. I'm really glad to see that you haven't lost yourself and you're just finding new parts of yourself and expressing it through your music. So really nice guys out in 2018, your sophomore EP. I really encourage everyone to go check it out. What did you guys do in between weekend one and weekend two? I think I saw, were you guys at the Constellation Room?
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was good. That was my favorite show of the tour. We went up to San Francisco. We did Santa Cruz, Visalia, Santa Ana, four shows in between the two weekends. We're on tour with our friends The Nude Party and Twin, who are amazing. Every night's been like beautifully chaotic and really fun, and family vibes are very strong. It's been great. So
right on.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited to go back into the studio anytime soon?
We just got out of it. We have our next record is actually done.
And just waiting on our mixes.
Yeah, it's being mixed right now.
Hell yes. Well, so, we can't wait to get our hands on it.
We can't wait to get our hands on it.
You guys just dropped a vinyl today, right?
Yeah, really nice guys on vinyl.
Really nice guys out on vinyl today for Record Store Day 421. Happy, I think they call it National Random Drug Screening Day today.
Random.
Drink water.
Very random.
But hey, you guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. And I'm glad we met out here in the desert of all places. And we look forward to more music. Please stop by our station if you're ever in Laguna Beach. Have you been to Laguna Beach?
Never.
Okay, next time you're in Southern California, Laguna Beach, California, we'll do a live in studio performance. That would be epic.
Amazing. Yeah.
Sure. Full steak.
All right.
Steak.
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 Full steak.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.